Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bernie Nays. Batting second. The third baseman, William Marriott. Batting third. The right fielder, Jimmy Welsh. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Burris. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frank Gibson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gus Felix. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ernie Padgett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hod Kibbe. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Barnes. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Jesse Barnes. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The third baseman, Pinky Pittenger. Batting third. The shortstop, Howard Fragaw. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mandy Brooks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Butch Weiss. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Tommy Griffith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elmer Jacobs. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Elmer Jacobs. And now, play ball. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. William Marriott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marriott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fragaw fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marriott moves to second. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a fly ball into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Marriott moves to third. Two outs. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kibbe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger hits a fly ball into left field. Felix settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw takes first base on ball four. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fragaw. The throw from Gibson and he is out, Padgett applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Padgett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padgett hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hod Kibbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kibbe takes first base on ball four. Jesse Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a pop-up towards short. Kibbe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barnes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nays hits a fly ball into left field. Weiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. William Marriott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marriott is 0-for-1 in the game. Marriott hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Welsh for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Griffith for the out. One out. Elmer Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marriott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Paget scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0-for-1 in the game. Burris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Griffith. Burris reaches second base with a double. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pittenger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix is 0-for-1 in the game. Felix takes first base on ball 4. There goes Burris. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Pittenger applying the tag. Two outs. Ernie Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget is 0-for-1 in the game. Paget hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fragaw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 0-for-1 in the game. Pittenger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marriott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fragaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kibbe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kibbe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hot Kibbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kibbe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kibbe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jesse Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-1 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Adams covering, for the out. Kibbe moves to second. One out. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kibbe moves to third. Two outs. William Marriott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marriott is 0-for-2 in the game. Marriott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kibbe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elmer Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marriott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Griffith moves to second. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marriott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Welsh hits a line drive into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Burris hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 0-for-2 in the game. Pittenger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marriott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fragaugh takes first base on ball 4. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fragaugh moves to third. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burris has Fragaugh trapped. There's the throw to Gibson and over to Marriott, who tags Fragaugh for the out. Brooks moves to third. Weiss moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Felix is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Padgett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padgett is 0 for 2 in the game. Padgett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hodkibbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kibbe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kibbe hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Padgett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Griffith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welsh. Griffith reaches second base with a double. Elmer Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacobs hits a line drive into left field. Felix settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kibbe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jesse Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 2 in the game. Barnes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nays hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Barnes for the double play. Two outs. William Marriott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marriott is 0 for 3 in the game. Marriott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 0 for 3 in the game. Pittenger hits a line drive towards third. Marriott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Fragaugh hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Padgett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kibbe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brooks. The throw from Gibson and he is out, Padgett applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2. And the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Jacobs covering, for the out. One out. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Burris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into left field. Weiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Felix hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jacobs fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and Boston Braves, 0. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.